Rock 105, Sean Pugh hanging in here on this Friday. It is April Fool's Day, and I thought yesterday when Chili Walker came in here to tell me that I had the honor of interviewing this man that it might be an April Fool's, but no, he is on the phone with me, the one and only Phil Cullen of Def Leppard. Phil, you there, my friend?
I am indeed. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. We're getting real excited. You're going to be in our own backyard coming up on May 18th. Def Leppard, you're bringing along REO Speedwagon and Tesla. Phil, it's going to be a hell of a show.
Absolutely, and it's been a while since we've played there as well. I don't exactly remember what the date was, but it's been a while, I know that.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been rolling with Def Leppard for the last 34 years, and any time that Def Leppard makes a stop in the Mountain State, West Virginia, we are always excited for your return.
Yeah, me too. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, Phil, you and the boys of Def Leppard, last October you released the latest album, self-titled Def Leppard 11th studio album. Now, my question to you is, why was this album, the 11th studio album, the album to be chosen as self-titled Def Leppard?
Yeah, we'd never done that, so it was a great opportunity. And the other reason for doing that, it was, we'd done this album for us. It actually wasn't like, you know, a lot of people have a business agenda or there's something else, some other reason for doing it. We actually, we wanted to write some songs, wanted to record them. And that's why it's kind of represents us, like, totally. So that's why we called it, you know, Def Leppard.
Yes, it's kind of, that's kind of what I thought. It was it's a classic Def Leppard album. It kind of encompasses everything that you guys have done over your career. So I thought it was really fitting that this 11th studio album was titled Def Leppard.
No, absolutely. It's and it's great. You know, we obviously have a lot going on. I'm actually on tour with Delta Deep.
You got a side blues project, Delta Deep, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's we just played. We done DC, Philly. We're doing an East Coast one at the moment. We just played Northampton, Massachusetts last night. We're on our way to New York. It's amazing. It's just got a different energy about it. You know, for those who don't know, the best description I've heard is a Tina Turner or Aretha Franklin singing over Led Zeppelin 2, and it's kind of got that energy, you know. It's me on guitar vocals, Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots on bass, Forrest Robinson on drums, and Debbie Blackwell Cook on lead vocals. You know, she's amazing. So yeah, we're having an absolute blast doing that.
So check out Phil's side project Delta Deep as well. Phil's going to be on tour with Def Leppard. They're coming to our own backyard May 18th, of course, the new album. It was the 7th top 10 album of Def Leppard's career. It was a great album. I've been a fan, like everybody, for the last, my entire life. And it was really a classic Def Leppard sounding album. You know, there were big, heavy, chunky guitars in it. It kind of had that pop rock sense that it was. But when you're listening to it, it was a classic Def Leppard album.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I know. No, we love it as well. You know, it's just been, I think the best thing we've done since probably the Estera album. So, yeah, and I'm really digging that as well. We actually haven't, this is our first time promoting it in the States. You know, we've done a couple of shows early on in January. And, you know, we're full on promoting the album. That's what this tour is all about. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
So what kind of, what was the mentality going in kind of writing this album?
We actually went in, we thought we was actually doing a single. That was the weird thing. And I think because there was no pressure to do a record in this day and age, you can't make money on albums unless you're, say, you know, Taylor Swift or Beyonce or something. So, the industry doesn't really get behind it. So it was just refreshing to write and record for the purest of reasons, because we actually love music. And I think that kind of, you hear that in the songs. You can actually hear the recording, that there was a different kind of motivation or something or reason for doing it. So we were thrilled with it, and it's we're loving it, everything about it, really. And like I said, you know, it comes out in the grooves, although it's or the download, whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, but like you said, if you listen to the album, you can tell that you guys are having a great time recording it. You know, the Def Leppard spirit is there. The Def Leppard sound is there. It's a great album. Anybody out there that doesn't have it, I recommend it. Def Leppard's 11th studio album It is self-titled. It is Death Leopard. All right, Phil, I'm going to let you go, man. I know you're doing a lot of stuff. You're on tour with your solo band, Delta Deep. You're beginning this Death Leopard tour, of course. We are very excited for you to be back in the Mountain State coming up on Wednesday, May 18th, along with REO Speedwagon and Tesla. Just one last thing, man. Just I kind of heard this, and I've been a Death Leopard fan all my life. Are you actually on the back cover of Deep Purple's Live in Japan?
I am, actually, yeah. That was the first show I ever went to. I think that was that photo was taken at the Brixton Sundown, which is now the Brixton Academy in London. That was the first show I'd ever been to when I was 14. And, when I got the Made in Japan album, I looked at the sleeve and said, oh, my God, that's me in there. So, that was a thrill.
That's a hell of a rock and roll story, man. First show, you end up on the back back cover of one of the greatest live albums of all time.
Right, yeah, no, really cool. And on a side note, because Tesla are out on tour with us, I'm actually producing the new Tesla album. We've actually started it. We've got they've got a song coming out this summer that won't be on the album, but we did that as well. So that's going to be really exciting. We're going to be recording like backstage and in hotels and every which way. When I get back from the Delta Deep tour, I'm actually going up to Sacramento to... we've got like 9 songs on the go already, so that's very exciting as well. So yeah, keeping very busy.
Yes, Phil just said, there's a new Tesla album coming out. He is going to be producing it. We look forward to hearing that, and of course, we look forward to seeing Tesla, REO Speedwagon, and Phil and the boys of Death Leopard coming up May 18th at the Big Sandy Superstore Arena. Phil, my friend, thank you for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.